Cronulla 22, Dragons 9. I'm tipping it's been a long time since we've seen that score. Might have been since 1983 when we had the three-point try. And well done to the Sharks. They go to 6 wins and 5 losses. And we'll go through the NRL ladder a little later. The Dragons, their losing streak continues. Their first 5-game losing streak since 2016.
They haven't won a game since Mary resigned, have they?
They may have won a couple of days after.
But like, you know, to lose Corey Norman, and yeah, like they were right in that game at Parramatta, then I think it was the Warriors, is probably a game that they should have won.
They led that game against the Warriors, and that, so, and they, yeah, and that was the issue.
That's that day, like that one.
Yeah,
they haven't won since Anzac Day, have they?
No.
That clash.
No, and today you can say, well, it's not their day, and injuries, and that's one you almost, you know,
last
put a line.
There was no excuse. Parra was no excuse.
Yeah. No, of course, no. Yeah. I understand.
That was an improved performance, though, obviously, on what we've seen for the last few weekends.
Josh Morris is with you, Brent Reed, on the sideline for celebrations.
Yeah, Josh, once you got some possession in that second half, you ran away with it, really.
Yeah, I think in the first half it was 60-40 and we were down by a point. So, we need that, knew we had to get our even share. And, we controlled the second half really well there, and we were able to get a bit more energy in defence, get more line speed and try and keep them in their own end. So it worked out well in the second half.
Origin maybe now. Freddie's here today. Have you heard from him?
Yeah, not sure, man. I guess he'll come in and say something if I'm in, I guess.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, J-Moz, congratulations, mate. Nice to have a guy called Matty Moylan back, especially, you know, just to polish off a few of those movements out wide. He's an exciting guy to play with.
Yeah, you saw that with Bronson's first try. His footwork and then his skill to put him over. And then, even that missed opportunity at the end of the first half where he just swung out the back of me and put...
Oh, okay. We've got a little line down.
I think he was going to say Fecky over the sideline.
Welcome addition, and he's a welcome addition, and it's good to finally start getting some troops back.
Did your game plan change in the second half when you knew the Dragons were down to 14 men?
We knew we'd both lost a player each, so they had host out the centres, and what a luxury it is to have a bloke like Luke Capewell who can play pretty much every position on the field. So, but it was more about just completing and using that energy in defence. And, we really did that well in the second half.
Has it been exciting to have your name thrown around again, Jay Myers? Like, I mean, it's been a couple of years. It's obviously such a privilege to wear that blue jersey. And probably when you might have thought that had come to an end, all of a sudden maybe be given that opportunity. How's it felt?
Look, it's been nice, I'm not going to lie. It's been unfortunate with the injury toll that's happened, and, my name's kind of been bandied around. But, I think my form's been good this year. I'm really enjoying playing here at the Sharks. And, if I get picked, well, then I'll do whatever job Freddie needs me. It is a privilege to wear that blue jumper, and, it gives you goosebumps every time you put it on.
Well, well done today, and well done on your season so far. Thanks, Josh. There he is, Josh.
Thanks, legends.
Jeez, we're working. It's like we're speaking to them at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
On a slight delay there. But we'll get ready to get us a couple more interviews. We are staying on until the Origin team is named. Probably not a good sign if the team's named in 20 minutes and you haven't heard from Freddie yet, I would think. But that's a good question. You know, the very idea that his name has been tossed up is credit to the sort of season he's having.
You know, I had one of those moments where, you kind of think your representative career's over. And then we went on into the 2003, and I hadn't played rep footy since 2001. So I had that year break, and there was Gaznia and Gidley and all these guys coming through. It was like, I'm done. And Jamie Lyon and all these guys. And we went through to the final series, and everyone started getting injured. And obviously we were playing okay, and my form was pretty good. And I got a call back up to the Aussie side in 2003 and went on a tour.
So that would have felt like a bonus. Playing with the bank's money.
You get to say goodbye. It's just such a different experience. It was amazing.
Well, this man's not saying goodbye, saying hello, because he returned in style. Matt Moylan with you, Brent Reed.
Yeah, he was loving that GERD story. I think I had to keep him awake and nudge him to get him awake.
Really? That's not nice.
More is a good comeback.
Yeah, it was, obviously. both sides lost a couple. We lost Dugs, and they lost a couple of players early in the first half there, and it was going to be a big effort from them. And they tested us the whole game, and we're lucky to come away with the points there. I think we probably put ourselves under a lot of pressure there in the first half. I think we were doing well to sort of be level with them at half time, but it's something we're going to have to address going forward. It's our first halves.
It's been frustrating, I assume, the injury problems.
Yeah, it has been. I can't do too much about it. It's just it was just one of them ones that's just going to take time. So enjoyed being back out there tonight, and my lungs didn't. I was hanging out there for a bit, just trying to get my breath back. But yeah, it's unreal being back.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Matty, your first touch, you dropped the ball, but after that, every single touch you got, you seemed to get a little bit more confident. Is that what it felt like for yourself?
Yeah, I think I probably just wanted to get into the game and get a good touch first, and I wasn't really concentrating there. probably just got to take my time there and get into the game a bit easier. But felt good. The longer the game went, the better I felt. So enjoyed being back out there.
Hey mate, do you guys have an award for like the Dunce Player of the Day or anything like that?
No, why? What one is it?
Mate, when you passed the Fecky. Mate, when you passed the Fecky and he was outside the touch judge, you've created the numbers. What, mate, what was he doing?
I'm not too sure. I think it probably just unfolded a bit quick there, and he probably didn't anticipate it. But they're those ones that we're leaving.
Anticipate the line being there?
No, I think that we were going to shift on the first play, but They're the sort of things that we've let ourselves down with, just little simple errors, that stuff like that, or simple drop passes that we're leaving tries out there, which is something we're going to have to fix up going into the back end of the year and if we want to be thereabouts in the finals.
Hey, Matty, I love when you played fullback, mate. I think it just opens up so many opportunities for you. You've now brought Johnson to the club, so it means like you're going to play fullback this year after sort of being a little bit of six last year and a little bit of one. Does that make it a little bit easy for you now, knowing where your role is and where you're going to be playing each week?
Yeah, I think obviously with someone of the calibre of Sean to come to the club, it's going to obviously push me back to fullback, and I've enjoyed that challenge of going back there and trying to just find consistency now. Obviously missed a few weeks, but trying to build consistency now going forward.
All right, we'll let you go. Well done, mate. Welcome back.
Too easy, boys. Thank you.
And do we give him our Mongrel Village Man of the Match?
He gets my vote. I thought it was the difference, even to the point where, you know, off that scrum play when they were still trailing, he was the guy that sort of shot up out of the line and put that shot on and came up with force the error. It wasn't a scrum play, sorry. It was off a kick return, and it was just a great play. And on the back of that, he set up the next try to put him in the lead. So, I'm voting for Matty.
All right. What about you, Gordy?
Yeah, I can't go against it.
Well, lock it in. And that's it.
Times three.
There we go. Matt Moylan gets our Mongrel Boots Man of the Match. They're built for you and mine. Ultra comfort for the hardest of days. And also, I'm declaring the Sasai Fecky stuff up as the Macca's moment. Because you know what would make the pain go away? A nice Big Mac on the drive home up the M1. So
quarter pound of meal deal. Do you go to Macca's like I go to Macca's? And I know what I'm going to order every time, but I still look up at the board.
Yeah, how we do?
Still look up at the board to pretend that I'm going to pick something healthy.
I
know it's all healthy, but, you know.
We're going to do one more interview, Charlie, or we're going to take a quick break? All right, we might try and do one more. We are sticking around, everybody, for the New South Wales Origin team. We're sort of going with what Channel 9 News are doing here. So once they put it to air, we will bring that to you. As Triple M rocks the footy on this Sunday afternoon, winners today, the Cronulla Sharks 22-9 over St George Illawarra, and the Bulldogs going down to Melbourne 28 points to 6. And the man who scored three tries and looked like he was keen for a fourth at the end there, Bronson Sherry, with you, Brent Reed.
Yeah, Bronson, three tries in first grade must be like a dream come true, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. It's unreal to get the three tries, but it was a great performance by the boys. Obviously, getting Moylan back, it adds so much to the team. So take a positive out of that and bye next week.
Mate, you've settled in really well. Do you feel comfortable in first grade now?
Yeah, definitely. I guess I just got to back myself. I'm just trying to find consistency in my game. So and definitely just to see what position I cemented in the team. So I'm just trying to find, consistency in my game.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, mate, you had Dugan inside you early, and then Capewell come. Do you care where you play at the moment?
Definitely not. As long as I'm in the 17, I don't really care. I told Bomber that this week. Wherever I play, I'll put my best foot forward. So, I started off at the wing, and then obviously Dugan got concussed, so moved to the centres. So, I'll play wherever Bomber wants me to play.
Well done, mate. Congratulations, and welcome to first grade. You've had a terrific start.
Thank you very much.
Bronson Cherry seems like a nice young man as
Isn't
well.
Isn't that refreshing? Thanks, mate, I know. I like playing on my favourite side, left or right. He said, I'll play wherever.
Wherever they want.
It's just nice.
Yeah.
Mate, even if he doesn't believe it, he'll go, Coach, mate, I'll play wherever. And then you've got to become a better player to pick your
exactly
spot.
Exactly the same line that Josh Morris used with Freddie.
Yeah.
Good job by Brent Reed down there for celebrations. Let's take a break and we'll come back with the Blues Origin team and we'll wrap this up as well. Good win for the Sharks. 22-9 over the Dragons. Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M footy for Ream Hot Water.
Round 11 done and dusted, and we start the Origin period, and that means we've got a couple of shortened rounds next week, only four games. We'll go through those in a moment. And one.
Dan, is that breaking news? New look team?
We've got Channel
9. Oh, that's ScoMo, sorry.
Okay. You can be such a smart ass.
Just go.
Look at you grinning and cheering. We're going to take the New South Wales team.
Oh, well, it just come up. Look, new look team. Is what Scotty Morrison announcing it?
He's a New South Wales fan. He's a Blues man, Scotty Morrison. Mm. Triple M rocking the footy. A big win for the Sharks in the end. 22-9 over the Dragons.
Send him off.
Gordon Talbot.
Yeah. Get rid of him. Go. Just go. Go on. Gordon, go. Hey,
you can send him. No. You've got to give it a bit more oomph than that.
All right. Go, Gordon. Just go. Now go.
Oh, Jesus.
Sounds like Dr. Zeus. You're off.
I'd go.
You're off, Gordon.
He's going. He's got a flight to
catch.
Thank you, Gordy. So it's Gerds, myself, and Billy Harrigan while we wait for this Blues team to be announced. Did we have any injuries today to worry about in terms of Origin? Tyson Frizzell seems to be okay. They'll certainly name him, I would imagine. And then he'll have to go through some sort of fitness test. But he appeared to be okay, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I think the good scenes were in the sheds, and that's where you get a real good indication. Obviously, they've had time to cool down after the injury, and he was sort of up and about, and he was smiling, and he was sort of pushing around the sort of the front of his teeth there. So he'd obviously copped Josh Dugan in the forehead with his teeth, so it didn't look to be any serious. And he had a bit of a smile and a laugh. So
can I say that this whole Origin thing with the announcers, like they're trying to make this into an event, and that's great. They should. At 6:30, let's say. Oh, here we go. We've got the team. It's been announced. I was going to say Queensland should name it. It should be a television show. Okay, here is the team in alphabetical order. Just let me count how many they've got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17. Okay, so this is it in alphabetical. Josh Addo-Carr, Nathan Cleary, Damian Cook, Boyd Cordner, the captain, Nick Kotrick, Angus Crichton, Tyson Frizzell, Payne Haas, who'll be the second least experienced player in Origin history. Dave Clemmer, Latrell Mitchell, Josh Morris, he made it. Cam Murray, James Tedesco, Jake Trbojevic, Paul Vaughan, Cody Walker, and Jack Whiten. So there we go. That is in the Blues team in alphabetical. Let's try and work this out, Gerds and Billy, in team order. Tedesco, the fullback. The wingers, Addo-Carr and Kotrick.
Yep.
The centres will be...
Mitchell
and Morris.
Yep.
Walker and Cleary are the halves. Predictable front row, Clemmer and Vaughan, with obviously Damian Cook, the hooker. The back row, it'll probably be Jake Trbojevic at 13, yep. Boyd Cordner at 12.
Frizzell.
And Frizzell at 11, right. And then that leaves a bench of Whiten...
Murray,
Haas,
and Crichton.
There you go.
Congratulations. What a fantastic side. Well done.
That is the new... There you go. Well, they fired their guns there early. Well done. The New South Wales team putting that out on a website. We're going to wait there for Channel 9 and could have been for 20 minutes.
Oh, why wait?
So there we go.
Any big surprise, Gerds? No, not really. Not for me. I'm really glad they went with... With that right side, obviously Josh Morris will do a fantastic job, and also I'm glad Kotrick got an opportunity. He was in the squad last year, and I was hoping he'd get a start on that right wing. Really happy that they've actually gone with Angus Crichton again. I know how much Freddie appreciated what he did for the side last year. He got rewarded for that. His form hasn't been outstanding with the Roosters, but he certainly hasn't been in poor form. But he's a really big body, and I know that Freddie likes to use him in the middle as well, and he can double up there. And well, Haas and Murray and White, and some of the form players of the competition there, and some young guys that, you know, are going to be in this side for a long time to come. It's so exciting.
Let's work out who's on debut. Kotrick, Haas, and Whiten.
And Murray.
And Murray. So
and
that's,
Walker.
And Walker, of course. So we've got, Kotrick, Walker, White and Haas Murray. So we've got five on debut and players that missed out from game three last year. James Roberts, Jack DeBellin, Tarek Sims. Is he unlucky, Gerds?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, he didn't play in the first two games and he played in the last one, and we spoke about his form tonight before the game. It hasn't been what it could be. And I don't think this year.
Tyrone Peachey, he's been in terrible form, and James Maloney. So the five in, Kotrick, Walker, Whiten, Haas and Murray. And the five out, Roberts, Maloney, Peachey, Sims and DeBellin. So there we go. That is the New South Wales team.
I think it's always exciting to have a few new players come in and out. Yeah. I really do. And it really, I think it's good for not just, you know, those guys to make their debut, but it's also good for the team environment. You know, there's a lot more excitement energy around it and energy, and you get the big presentations, and it all adds to the experience, and I'm sure they'll go out there and do a wonderful job.
So let's look at this. Morris is, yes, he's a veteran, but he is in form and a right, a specialist right centre. Kotrick in decent form. Cody Walker in scintillating form. Cleary had a good game on Thursday. That's going to be the one that's discussed the most. Whiten's been pretty good. Payne Haas has been exceptional. And well, Cam Murray was a certainty.
He was, wasn't he? And he came from the clouds. And I think everyone was talking about whether it was going to be, you know, him breaking into the side or Victor. But obviously with Radley having to go into dummy half and Murray's form, I don't think I've seen another guy with a motor like him. The amount of work he gets through on a weekly basis, his late footwork, and he just looks like a quality human being as well. And I know that plays a big part in Freddie's criteria. So it looks like a really good... I was talking to Freddie on Thursday night before the Penrith game, and he always... his fallback position is, I just want a group of really good fellas, you know, and it looks exactly like he's picked a group of guys that are certainly not going to, you know... They're not going to take their position for granted. They're going to work really hard, and they're going to go out and produce for New South Wales, and that's just great.
And the one they're missing that until probably a few days ago we thought was going to be there was Blake Ferguson, but he's been moved on, it seems.
Well, I think it would have come down to, you know, Nick or Blake. Yeah. And Nick being in the system, and he's got a very high opinion of Nick Kotrick, and the fact that he's been playing a little bit of centre, and Blake's last probably 3 weeks with the Roosters. I reckon if the Eels are in better form, and obviously, you know, Blake's probably pushing a little bit hard, but I think their form made it pretty easy.
Let's take this. Channel 9 News, James Bracey with the Blues coach, Brad Fittler.
Fullback James Tedesco, Josh Adokar, Nick Kotrick on the wing, Latrell Mitchell and Josh Morris coming out of retirement, which is pretty awesome. Cody Walker, Nathan Cleary in the halves, David Clemmer, Paul Vaughan in the front row of Damien Cook, Boyd Cordner will be captain, Tyson Frizzell, Jake Trebojevic, and on the bench, Jack Whiten, Payne Haas, Cameron Murray and Angus Crichton make up the State of Origin team for Game 1 at Suncorp Stadium.
Five players, Brad, making their State of Origin debut, most notably Cody Walker in the halves alongside Nathan Cleary, who you've kept the faith in.
Yeah, very exciting. I ran Cody Walker this morning, very excited. He's been in fantastic form for some time now. I spoke to Nathan during the week and pretty much said, well, you know, if you have a good game at Bankwest Stadium, we'll pick you again. And he was man of the match and got the Panthers home in that game. So he's full of character, and that's the type of player we want to play for New South Wales. And Cody Walker, he's just been one of the informed players in our competition. He's deserved his opportunity, and I think it'll be fantastic Wednesday week.
Brad, three first-timers on a very young bench, most notably Payne Haas from the Broncos. We've loved what we've seen in a short space of time. He's impressed you early.
He's been incredible, Payne Haas, really. I think people forget he actually played a game midway through last year and he ended up breaking his jaw in a game. So when we see him this year, he's actually been around the NRL squad for quite a while. He's just an incredible young front rower at the moment, and everyone's having real trouble taking him down, so hopefully that's the same for the Queenslanders. He gets to play on his home ground, so he'll have a lot of his family there watching, and I really look forward to getting in camp with Payne Haas.
Strong-looking team. Enjoy camp.
Thank you.
We'll see you Wednesday.
All right, there we go. Our thanks to Channel 9 News, and that worked out nicely, didn't it?
Perfect timing.
There we go. Plenty of discussion through the week with MG show in Sydney and Dobbo show in Brisbane. Billy?
Yes.
We are dismissed, letting you go and letting you go too, Gerds. Thank you very much.
Good, might catch up with Gordy. See you later.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for hanging around. And there we go. The New South Wales team has been named Queensland at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
See you, Dad.
Triple M rocking the league. And we are your home of origin, of course. No one does it like Triple M. The big pre-game, the game itself. Unashamedly biased expert commentary from Girdler. That's good. You're good. You are. You're a cheerleader for the Blues. You got Wendell.
It's hard, Dan. It's hard.
I know.
It's really hard to get up there and be passive.
Yeah, that's right. We're in Brisbane for the first one. Are we going to walk down Caxton Street together again?
I don't know. if you want me to.
Anyway, we're on from...
Looking forward to that, though.
I think 6 p.m. that night and then all the way through.
Real opportunity for New South Wales, too, to get up there. I mean, you win game one in Suncorp and then... Whew, the world's your oyster, Dan.
In Perth and Sydney games 2 and game 3. So we've got all that to look forward to. Triple M rocks the footy. Here are the highlights of this game. The Sharks beating the Dragons 22-9 for Cbus Super.
Triple M NRL game highlights. For Cbus Super, building a future we can all be proud of.
Spoil and a basketball pass over the top to Dugan. He then gets it on the Bronson Sherry, who gets over in the corner. Gets over, rolls over the defence and gets it down. The Dragons try next to the post. Kurt Capel, he overruns his man, then gets the ball, touches it on to Sherry, who gets over. Kurt Capel has overrun the wing of Pereira and set up a try.
There's three types of players. Guys that watch things happen, guys that make things happen, and guys that don't know what just happened. But he made things happen then, Capel.
Gives it to Flanagan, knee pass to Boyle, and now comes to Sherry. Bronson Sherry is over. This is some statement he is making on his return.
The draw and pass to attract defenders, skip on the outside. Everything he's done today has had a lot of class.
Here's Sherry inside one, inside another. Oh, gets up, goes again, brought down. There's some degenerate sweating on a converted try here as it comes here. A little grubber from Brayley and getting there first is one of the Sharks after a pinball away to get try under the sticks to Blake Brayley.
He puts his kick through and he stands there and watches it, and his reaction was better than McInnes, which it should be, a fresh guy coming on.
The Sharks, they did deserve to win today.